Mike, you go. Mike. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد We give thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى The Lord of the Universe Beseech الصلاة والسلام على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله سبحانه وتعالى increase our iman and grant every one of us الثبات on the sunnah of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ان شاء الله today we move on from where we stopped in our last discussion and the reading from the book Usul Sunnah by Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala. Al-Imam said rahimahullah ta'ala وَأَنَّ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَنْزِلُ فَيَقْتُلُهُ عباد لد الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى أبو عبد الله continued on the point 24 on the discussion on the foundations of أهل السنة والجماعة he said the أهل السنة والجماعة believe in the discussion of Prophet Isa with son of Mary alayhi salam yanzilu fayaqtuluhu bibabi lubdi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam would be sent as one of the signs of the last hour and we'll be the one to fight against the jinn and kill the jinn on the last day. And this will happen at a place known to be Bab al-Buddi. The Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, without exception, they had it their foundations of Iman, the foundations of the belief. Among those things that they believe that make them to be Ahl al-Sunnah and differ from those who are not Ahl al-Sunnah is their faith and belief in all the reports and the narrations from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what is known to be Nuzul Isa fi akhir zaman, the coming down of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, which also serve as one of the signs of the last hour. That is, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that some people called Jesus Christ. Islam makes us to believe that he is still alive, as against the falsehood of crucifixion or taking of his life and waking up on the third day, or as some people assumed. All these, they constitute what is known to be fallacy. Islam rejects that belief. And Islam establishes that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is still alive, healthy. And what happened on that day when some Jews were running after him to take his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they made all efforts to kill him, but وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they did not kill him. He was not the one that was killed. The one that was killed was not Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, was not Jesus, son of Mary, alayhi salatu wa salam. May the peace of Allah continue to be upon him and his mother. وَلَكَيْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, it was someone else that was sitting in lieu of him, not Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, he was not killed, he was not murdered, as some people believe it to be so. He was not. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, and it was not put on the cross. All this never happened to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Jesus Christ, son of Mary, one of the pious or the best pious personalities in the sight of Allah. He is among the messengers of Allah, Rasulullah, as also he is among the Anbiya'ullah, the prophets of Allah. In fact, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, he is among the five titled Ulul Azmi, the men of determination, the men that their patience and perseverance cannot be quantified and cannot be compared to someone else. So in Islam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, son of Mary, has a very high position in Islam. Yes, his life, his mission as the messenger of Allah, as the Prophet of Allah, constitutes one of the foundations of belief in Islam. It's part of Iman. Whoever that does not believe in his existence, in his prophecy, in his messengership, such a person is not a Muslim. And all the miracles which are reported in the Quran about him, no one cannot deny that among the Muslims. Whoever that denies any one of the narrations from the Quran or from the Hadith about the personality, about the miracles, about the mission of Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam, up to his ascension to the heaven, to the last heaven, and his decision on the last day, such a person is not a Muslim. Yes, he is out of Islam. He has become a kafir for denying what is established in the Quran. So, Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they believe in his decision. And it's one of the signs of the last hour. As we said last week, that the signs of last hour are many. And the scholars of Islam, they made very serious efforts to categorize the signs of the last hour, Ashraf al-Sa'ah, with in different categories. Some of them titled some to be minor and major. Some of them titled some signs hour to be the Sanawi and the Arbi. That is what will happen. The signs of the last hour that will happen from the heavens, while others will happen on the surface of the earth. But according to the narration from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned that the head will not come to an, the world will not come to an end until 10 things happen. 10 things come to pass. So one of those 10 things is Nuzul Isa ibn Maryam. Decession is coming down from the heaven. So as Muslims, all Muslims believe that Isa alayhi wasalam is still alive. Yes, he is still alive. He was not killed and he was not crucified. He was not the one punished on the cross. Yes, he was not. Quran establishes this for Muslims. Going by another belief aside this, you need someone to be out of the fold of Islam is normally Muslim. You must believe that he was not killed and he was not crucified. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Quran chapter 4, Surah Al-Nisa, verse 159. وَإِن مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. That is, there is no one among the people of the scriptures, the Jews and the Christians, on that day, on the last hour, there is no one among them that will not believe in him. Yes, those who will be around, who will be alive at that time, they will believe in him to be the son of man, to be the Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. La yu'minanna bihi qabla mawtihi. Before death finally takes the soul of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. That is one narration, one meaning of that verse. That is when it descends, the true Jews and the Christians on that day, they will believe in him. They will see him and they will believe in him to be the son of Mary. Another meaning is that وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. There is no one among the Jews or the Christians that will not believe in the accession and the section of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam at the point of that Christian or the Jew's death. So that shows that either of the two, he is part of the sign of the last hour. If we comment that that verse means that none of the Jews or the Christians would die, except it will be made known to him the reality about the Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam, then it has become the sign of the last hour for every individual Christian and the Jews. So, another meaning, as we said, is that the last day when it comes down, every Jew and the Christians will believe in him. They will believe in him to be the true prophet and the son of Mary, alayhi salatu wa salam. So, as Muslims, we have to submit to this. And we should not allow our own partner thinking, our own human deduction, our own rationality to derail us from believing in every information given by the Quran or by the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Yes, no one can condemn or can deny those information in the Quran and those information in the hadith, because the hadith, the narration from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we get the coming down of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, the scholars of hadith said balagha hadd al-tawatur. This narration reached what we call the tawatur. Tawatur means what someone cannot deny. It beyond what he can deny. You know, just like when someone sees President Tinubu is the president of Nigeria, it's quite undeniable. Yes, we have some people, some some irrelevant people that will say no, we don't believe in the presidency of Tinubu. You know that in the political arena, but. You know, denying the presidency of Tinubu is a sign of madness. Yes, and a sign of stupidity. Because Nigeria does not have any other president aside him. And he has been on presidential roles. Now he is in Turkey. So, as the president of this country. So when someone now says he does not believe in his presidency, so that means the person is talking out of what? Stupidity and foolishness. So that means the information that Tinubu holds the presidency of this country is what we call tawatur. Tawatur means something that one cannot deny. So the information given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the accession and the accession of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will come down from last heaven in the midst of two angels bowing his head, and the water is dropping from his head. All this information, yes, is beyond what someone can deny. Yes, because among the companions, they had information, they believed in the information, they submitted to the information as every one of us submits to the presidency of Tinubu to this country. So, what we are saying in essence is that Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam will come down from the last heaven. And as Muslims, you have to believe in that. You have to believe.
you must believe. Because verses of the Quran point to his and there are a lot of narrations from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it comes down, he will continue his mission. And his mission will be a followership to the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that he's bringing a new mission at all, he's coming as a new prophet or as a new messenger of Allah. Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happens to be the last prophet and the last messenger. No divine or chosen prophet or messenger that will come after him. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين خاتم النبيين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is the seal of the prophet خاتم النبيين. In the way you get your ring, خاتم, خاتم means ring or seal or stamp. When you wear ring, your ring will stay at a place where there's no chance for that ring to move on anymore. The way you put the ring on the finger, it starts to grow, to move on, till it gets the stage that it cannot even move on anymore. That place is known to be khatam. And anything put on that place is khatam. It's also khatam. Another example, when you write a letter, official letter, and you put the seal on it. So the sense of putting the seal on the letter or the message shows that letter should be preserved and should be welcomed with high humility because it is official. There's no any letter written that can supersede or that can take the place of that letter. Because this one has the seal, that is the hand. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of the prophets, of the messengers. No prophet, no messenger that will come after him. There is no any debate on this. It said in one of the narrations that Sayati ala ummati ثلاثون دجالون كلهم يزعم أنه النبي ألا أنا نبي لا نبي بعد. He said that there will be a major 30 personality. Every one of them will be claiming to be a prophet, to be Nabiullah, to be Rasulullah. They are Dajjalun, they are liars. They are liars. Allah, listen, hold on to this. Ana Nabi, I am the prophet. La Nabiya ba'ani. There is no any prophet after me. So, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that we normally see, after the Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, shows we believe in the prophethood, the messengership, and being the seal of the prophets and the messengers of Allah, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why no one will say he is Nabiullah anymore. He is Rasulullah anymore. He is the prophet of Allah or the messenger of Allah. No. No one. When Ghulam Ahmed, of Qadian, We know him, the founder of Ahmadiyya. When he came out to claim the prophethood, after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the scholars of Islam throughout the whole world moved against his mission. And they had a very big international conference to declare him and whoever that follows his mission among his members to be out of Islam. Because this will go in contrary to the testimony of faith in Islam. La ilaha illallah
محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So when someone now comes to claim that yes, he is a prophet, is this, is that, so such a person is not out of is not in Islam, he's not a Muslim. If he has been in Islam before that, yes, he has taken himself away. He's a kafir, he's a disbeliever, he's a rejecter, he's a denier. So such a person cannot be in the fold of Islam. That is one of the foundations of belief in Islam, of faith in Islam, that you must not believe in the prophethood or messengership, no matter the level of scholarism of the person or erudition of the person. No one can attain that prophethood or messengership anymore. The first of prophets was Adam, and the first of Rasulullah was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And the last of the prophets and the messengers was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, no prophet after him. So when Jesus Christ alayhi salatu wasalam comes down on in the last day, as a sign of Ashuratu Sa'ah, of the last hour, he will not come as a new messenger, as a new prophet. He will come to complement his mission. Then he will do that in followership to the teachings and the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, when he will come down, he will preach the five daily prayers, calling people to Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam would break every cross that comes on his way. Yes, as Salib. Because Salib is a symbol to some people. It's a symbol of faith to some people. In contrast to what Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam left behind. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not preach for any cross. Did not leave any cross for anyone. It's just a partner conjecture. Adonun. So, he will break every cross and he will kill the pig, showing that cross has nothing to do with its own mission. And then the pig, the pork, is harmful and unlawful animal for everyone to eat. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will continue the nation of Islam. You know, even before he was raised up, his mission was nothing than Islam. He spread La ilaha illallah, Isa Rasulullah. That is it. He never called anyone to take him as his son, as his partner, savior, as his Lord, neither to take him or to take his mother or anyone else except Allah. So on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him, Ya Isa, A'anta kulta linnas, ittakhiduni wa ummiya ilaheen ismain? Are you the one that told people, to take you and your mother as gods? Aside Allah, are you the one that told the people to do that? They will say, no. Ma kultuhu illa ma amartana. I never said anything except what you commanded me to do. And he would Allah to worship only Allah, only one God. That is what I brought to them. And that is what I left them for. I did not ask them to believe in either plurality of gods or either to believe in the Trinity. I did not bring this. In kutu kutu faqad alimta. I didn't mean that I said it. Yes, you will have known that.
I never said it. I didn't call them to worship anything except only one God, not even to worship me. So Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, we declare himself against those who took him to be their personal Lord or their personal Savior, or took him to be the Son of God, or took him to be one of the three gods. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he comes down from heaven, he will continue this mission. Because he never left any one of these notions for people to believe. So, and when he finally died, on the day of judgment, he will still deny those who ascribe those notions to him. So, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, be the one to fight against the Dajjal, the man that we said last week, that is meant to be the Dajjal, Al-Masih Dajjal, the Antichrist. He will behave as Jesus Christ, but he is not. He will behave as a righteous man, but he is not. He will behave as someone that can control everything, but he is not a controller. He's a kafir. He will be the one that will derail many people out of the fold of Islam or to be on the righteous way. So as during the time, the period of the Dajjal, it is during the period when Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam will descend from the heaven, being in the midst of two malaku, two angels of Allah. And both of them will meet, and Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will kill the Dajjal. Yes, this is narration from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa salam. And it will go to the stage that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will pray in Jama'ah, in congregation with the Muslims. At that time, there is still a man that will still emerge. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa salam said, this man, Yuwati'u ismuhu ismi. The name of this man is the same thing with my name. And the man is not the incarnate of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is another person known to be Muhammad bin Abdullah. Muhammad bin Abdullah. And that man also will come, will emerge as one of the signs of the last hour. This is popularly known to be Al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi. Rudul Mahdi, the Mahdi will come, and when the Mahdi comes, it will also continue, it will start with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and continue with the mission of the Dawah of Islam, calling people to Islam. Yes, he's a righteous man, he's a just man, Rajul Muqsit, he's a righteous man, he's a just man. So, when Abdullah al-Mahdi will meet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam in Medina, and it's the time for them to pray for that. Al-Mahdi will say, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, lead us in salat, because you are Nabiullah, you are Rasulullah, you are a prophet of Allah, the messenger of Allah. Lead us. But Isa alayhi salatu, we refuse. We refuse. Because if Isa alayhi salatu should lead one of the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salat, that would mean that, okay, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is superior to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will reject that offer. Would say that, okay, you, Muhammad bin Abdullah, al-Mahdi, you are the one to lead, because you are a follower of someone that is higher, greater than me. So when Al-Mahdi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, will also lead them in salat.
So all these constitute part of what a Muslim would believe. And it's only Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that does not leave any notion of all these notions except they believe in everything. And that is why all this stands to be part of the foundations of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Because there are references from the Quran and there are narrations, authentic narrations from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the real understanding of this fact that Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala are brought in his Usul Sunnah, the foundations of Ahlul Sunnah. Wa anna Isa, that's how we hear, is to show the continuation of Al-Iman. Don't forget in 23 we said, Wal-Imanu, that is, the Ahlul Sunnah have faith, they believe, anna al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist, the Masih al-Dajjal, Al-Kharijun, he will emerge. Maktubu bayna aynayhi, kafirun. It shall be written on his forehead between his two eyes, kafirun, a disbeliever. Wal hadithu lati ja'at fi, and all the narrations that came on this, we have to submit it to them. Wal imanu bi anna dhalika kahin. And we must believe that yes, this sin will take place. Yes, in the reality, it must come to pass. وَأَنَّ وَالْإِيمَانَ أَنَّ عِيسَى بُنْ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ يَنْزُلُ. That you can see that. So it's just to join the information about Isa to what every Muslim should believe. وَأَنَّ عِيسَى وَأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ, and also to believe that Isa عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ Ibn Maryam, the son of Mary عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ يَنْزُلُ, will descend on the last hour. فَيَقْتُلُهُ بِبَابِ لُبِّهِ, and we don't want to take the life of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. So as Muslims, we have to maintain and sustain this belief. We must not use our personal thinking, our rationality to say how possible. As someone was saying that, how possible that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is still living in the last heaven? How possible? What has he been eating? What has he been drinking? You can see, this is human thinking, human deduction. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that preserves him at that place that will provide him food to eat. It's none of your business. Yes, it's none of your business. Allah provides. Inna Allahu wa ruzzaqu bil quwwati al-matin. Allah is the all provider. He provides sustenance to all his creatures. So then why are you now saying what someone is asking? Because you want to judge it in accordance to your own sustenance. No. Allah knows how to provide for every one of us. Yes. And he does provide. He is a summit. Allahu as-samad. It is him that everyone depends upon. Everyone. Yes, take its haja to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the call of everyone. So why are you saying, okay, what have you been eating? What do you want to say with the angels of Allah? Who never eat at all. And they live. They exist. So, we cannot compare the power of God with the power of a human being. The human power is from weakness, innateness, and back to weakness. But the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never been from weakness. And it is not in weakness then, and it will not be into weakness. Yes, that's the meaning of Al-Qawi, Al-Aziz. Al-Qawi, Al-Aziz. The all-powerful.
the most exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is enough for a conscious Muslim to believe in. And as we say, that everything that is narrated in the Quran, or that is that we have in reviewed in the Quran, reported by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Muslims, you have to submit to this. Without making any personal thinking that you have better comprehension. So if you see some people or some affairs, some local affairs or international affairs condemning the nuzul of Isa, the defection of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you should know that they are part of al-bida'i. They are part of people of heresies, the innovators, because they believe, they don't believe in what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them to believe. They brought new things into Islam. There is no anyone among the companions, the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that rejected the assertion and decision of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. There is no anyone. All of them believe that yes, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam was not killed, was not crucified, and he was raised by Rafa'ullah ilayhi. Allah raised him, hope, raised him to the last heaven. And he is there till that time, till the end of the world, when he's going to descend, he's going to come down. Yes. So, and other information about him. So the Ahl al-Sunnah, the Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhim, they believe in all this without allowing their own partner, deduction or partner rationality to derive them from the divine knowledge. They do not allow that. So this is the way that you should take as conscious Muslims. What is left for you is to believe, and you move on with your life, with your daily activity. But trying to make judgment out of no judgment, saying that no, how is it possible? Does it make sense? Which sense are you using as the yardstick? How is it possible? What is not possible to do in the sight of Allah? At the end, you will discover that you are the one derailing yourself. You are the one charging your mentality, your brain, with what your brain cannot comprehend, except to believe in them. That many things. Some will say, because even with everything that anything we cannot see, we don't believe. This is the statement of idiots. Because if it's not the statement of idiots, it is everything you see you believe. There are some things that we cannot see them, but we feel them. Just we feel them. You cannot see them. Kindness to people, where is it? To be kind to people, where is it? Where does he live? Where can we find it? How can we meet him on the road? Kindness. You cannot see kindness, but we feel it. The same thing with justice. Yeah? The justice. You know, in English language, they will say there are abstract, there are concrete. The abstract, the concrete are those things that we can touch. We can feel their existence through touching, like house, like cars, and so on and so forth. The abstract, there are those things that we cannot touch them. We cannot touch them. We can only feel them. And that feeling is true belief. Yes, it's true belief, because what you take to be justice might be injustice in some places. But so far you believe that this thing is justice, then you will feel that justice. That is it. Why some people who do not believe that that thing is justice, they believe that it is injustice to them, they will see it to be injustice. That is it. So it is not everything you see. And it's not everything that you cannot see, you say, does not exist. Kindness exists, and we cannot see it. Justice exists, and we cannot see it. And so on and so forth. Respect. Where does it? Can you touch respect? Can you bring respect? Can you show us the respect as you show us the house and cars? All these, they are concrete, but respect kindness, and so on and so forth. They are not, they are abstract. They are abstract. Something that we believe. Yet, regardless that we cannot even see or touch. We cannot see it, we cannot touch it, what we believe. We feel it. We feel it. So if you can feel some things that you don't see them, you can feel that they exist, then what is the stress on you then? To believe that there are a lot of things that beyond the human comprehension. Yes, so far the divine information has come to us on this, then you have to believe in that. That is the meaning. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not deny us the success of hereafter and not derail us from the path of the truth. You know, some people rely on the philosophy, not knowing that it's the same philosophy that will beat them, that will fight against them. Yes. So Islam is a concrete religion. And at the same time, it's an abstract religion. A religion that is based on divine information, divine knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims, wherever you come across anything in the Quran or in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to submit to that information. Even if you cannot comprehend it, you have to submit that information is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to submit, you have to believe in this. That's the first stage. The first step. Then the second step, then you meet the scholars to give you the proper understanding of that text. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our knowledge. Inshallah, from Monday, we start the sitting of Ramadan from Monday. And it will continue, inshallah, till we enter into Ramadan. Monday, except on Fridays. Fridays before Ramadan, there will be no sitting. But Monday to Thursday, we'll start the teachings of Ramadan in our mother language, in Yoruba language, inshallah. So that is where we are going to end the explanation of the book Usul Sunnah by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal till after Ramadan. Maybe, inshallah. Immediately after Subuh, inshallah, on Monday, you will take a book that we study step by step to enter Ramadan, inshallah. Wa sallallahu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our knowledge and our understanding. And we should remind ourselves about this month of Sha'ban. As you know, as we have been saying, we have informed us on several sittings about the importance and the high position of this month of Sha'ban. Month of Sha'ban is the 8th month according to the lunar calendar, lunar calculation. So after Sha'ban is Ramadan. And this month of Sha'ban is so important, so significant to the level that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, many Muslims will be forgotten. They will lose this month. They will lose this month. Yes, the month of Sha'ban. Yet, you know, not many people will forget about the importance of this month. It is a month that you engage in with more days of it in fasting, and that will be a means for you to see Ramadan as being easy, because when you start fasting in this month, fasting Ramadan will be so easy for you. But for someone that has abandoned the fasting since last Ramadan, by the time this coming Ramadan entered, so it may be a bit difficult, but that is not a problem. Whether it's difficult or not, you have to fast. But it is good for us to engage in fasting in many days of Sha'ban,
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the month of Sha'ban, the actions of the human beings, the servants of Allah, will be with Allah that month. And he wants himself to be in the act of worship. So it is a lesson for us that we engage in this. Then, in the month of Sha'ban, as you said, is the month of fasting. But we are not allowed to fast in the whole month, in the whole 29 or 30 days of Sha'ban. No, this is not proper. But we can fast many more of the days of the month. Then also in the month of Sha'ban, in preparation for Ramadan, those of us or anyone among us that holds a day or 2 days in the previous Ramadan should pay up. You have to pay up. You have to pay. It's a debt. Yes. If it is compulsory on you to pay the debt on you to those who own the debt, then the debt of Allah is even more compulsory. It's even more obligatory on you to pay. So, especially our sisters, our mothers, our daughters who miss a day or 2 days or 3 days in the last Ramadan, it is time for you. It has become compulsory on you in the month of Sha'ban to pay up your debt. If you have not been paying up since last Ramadan, there's not anything on you because you still have many period of days. But in this month of Sha'ban, it is compulsory. It is compulsory because we cannot enter into the coming Ramadan withholding a day or 2 days or 3 days in the previous Ramadan. This is not allowed in Sharia. It's not allowed in Islam. So we should try to remind our daughters, our sisters, our mothers at home. You know, they normally experience the monthly period. And the monthly period does not go with fasting in Islam. It's either with fast without monthly period, or you express monthly period without fasting, and you pay up the day that you miss. But you expressing monthly period and fasting at the same time, this is not Islam. Yes, it is not Islam. It is not part of Islam. So you should try to remind them of this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give anyone except those who are aged and they have no means to feed the needy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. But as for those who miss because of the menstrual period or because of sickness, the temporary sickness, they will need to pay back. They would need to pay back. And it is only the month of Ramadan that remains, Sha'ban, that remains for everyone to pay back of his own days of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our iman, to preserve our lives, to witness the coming Ramadan and beyond. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbatihi wa wala. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.